That Hound of the Baskervilles is one dogged creature. No matter how many times Sherlock Holmes solves the mystery of why the animal kills men on the foggy moor, it comes back to do it again. In the entertaining, campy production at Philadelphia Theater Company, the bloodthirsty pooch is an excuse for all the characters around him to chew up the Sherlock Holmes story as if it were a mere doggy bone. And even the quite serious Dr. Watson is in on the fun, you might presume. Uh-oh. Here comes the hound now.
Ah! No! No! Stay back! Stay where you are!
Pretty dangerous dog, I'd say. It's the only intense thing about Ken Ludwig's spoofy adaptation called Baskerville, which had its world premiere earlier this year in a co-production in Washington, D.C., and at MacArthur Theater in Princeton. Amanda Dennert directed that first version, and she directs here at Philadelphia Theater Company, where she has an unusually warm Holmes in the actor Ron Menzel, plus a gamely Watson in the boyish Henry Clark, and three other actors who romp gleefully through the plot in more roles than I could count. Here, Holmes warns the Texan who's set to inherit the Baskerville mansion that the property's not all that safe after the man's older brother was set upon by the hound.
Sir Henry, heed what I say and follow my instructions to the letter.
Instructions?
You must avoid the moor in the hours of darkness at all costs. It is a landscape that will try to seduce you with its morbid beauty. But you should not leave the house at all without Watson. Is that clear?
Not clear enough, apparently, but then there's a lot of complicated plot in both Conan Doyle's original and this dizzy version by Ludwig, who wrote the much-loved stage farce, Lend Me a Tenor. Like that play, Baskerville has more gags than you could shake some shtick at, and they're well brought off by the cast. Amazingly, Ludwig never strays from the original plot, despite the running jokes and effects. One of them, in which three men are caught in a windstorm, is so extreme and so believable that it's drawing applause every night. Baskerville runs through December 27th. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.